it gives off. If you cut this one down, it grows up again. Shroshim Reuben has a lot of roots. Even though the wind comes and blows on it, it doesn't move. It moves with the wind, it bends down, that's all. When the winds stop, the reed comes up again. That's the way Klai Yisrael will be, even though Hashem will hit us, knock us down, but we'll still be here, we'll come up again. That was the curse of Achiyah HaShaleini. But Abu Bila Marosha, Birchon, he gave us the bracha, which means he wanted to give us the curse. Just Hashem changed it over to bracha, but he said, for Eretz, he said we should be like a cedar tree. In other words, he wanted to curse us like an Eretz. And therefore, my Eretz is just like the cedar tree. Ze'ena oime b'mokamayim. Eretz. My Eretz is there, just like this cedar tree. Eina oime b'mokamayim. It does not grow near the water. Ushrasha mu'otim. Its roots are small. The ein gizoy machlif, it does not grow. If you cut it down, that's it. Afilo now call the rukas shabbat. The normal winds come, the nice shovels by and blow on it. Ein mazid nice and mukayma. True, you can't move it from its place. But kivon shenasha by ruach remis, when the south wind comes, that's the strong wind. Miyad ekrosoy. When the wind couldn't knock it down, it's finished. Miyad uproots it. For if chosi upon it, turns it over on its face. So that's the way Bilam wanted to curse Klai Yisrael, that we should be knocked down for good. That's the bracha. That's the bracha.
What's the bracha?
Well, it means to be tall and strong. It means both ways. He wanted to curse us. Depends how it is. If you look the way it's standing, it looks tall and beautiful. If you want to curse, it should be the way when it's knocked down, it's terrible, because once it's knocked down, it's finished. So you give it a bracha, you should be nice the way it's standing. The kolam means how it is when it's knocked down. So when it's down, it's terrible. You know, they say, the taller you are, the harder you fall, you know. So you give a guy a bracha, you should be nice and tall. That's when he's going to have his height. You give a guy a bracha, a cloth, you should be knocked down like him. That's terrible. For lo yoydela shezocha kono lita mimena kulmis. That the reed was zecha, from the reed we make a pen, lichtoiv mimeno sefer, teren of yimuksuvim. Hashem will say that in more other places there, the show the David Anivus, that Hashem likes to take an oni, he likes to take the small kumis from that, be right, the Sefer Torah. Right. Kumis. That's a pen to make for the reeds. The passage says, Vayares HaKeni, that Bilam is talking now, he saw the Keni, Vayisa Mashal, he started to speak, say his Mashal, say his Nahua. Oh, my Lord, Bilam, who is this Keni we have before that goes on Yisroi? That Bilam said to Yisroi, Keni, weren't you there with me at the time when we gave the advice to Paro to kill out the Klai Yisrael? How are you zeicha that your children should be in the Lishka Sagoza like we had before? When Paro came, they counsel what we should do against the Jews. There were three chachamim there, three people. Elohim, he called in Bilam, Eod the Yisroi, those are the three people. Bilam Shayot, Bilam said, wipe out the Jews, never. What was his punishment? Terrible, he was killed. Eod Shoshosak, Eve just kept quiet, he didn't say yes, he didn't say no, just kept quiet. So who do you think he's better off than Bilam? So the Pasuk says, need them be Yisurim, we know his Yisurim were terrible Yisurim. So here we learn out that it's worth it to have Yisurim rather to die. Even though death, you don't have that much pain, but still the Keich of Chaim of life is greater. Like here, Bilam's chet was less than Bilam. I mean, Eof's chet was less than Bilam. Still, Bilam was horak, killed off, that's it. Hashem came, Eof had life. It was a hard life, Yisurim. The Yisrael, Shabarach, Yisrael that ran away, Zocha b'nei bonav leishav leishav leishav. That was his chus. That's what we told back Bilam. I ran away, I didn't stay there. I did not want to give the advice to kill out the Jews. So b'schus there, Yisrael was zeicha that his grandchildren would be zeicha to be in Lishkas Hagozis. Remember it says, he didn't realize it could be.
Why?
No, you were there. He ran away. So the question, why didn't push? Remember we had before, the Pasuk says, the Mishpachai Seifrim, Yoshva Yavis, people living in Yavuds, Terosam, Shemothayim, Suchsen, different places. Hey, Moha Kenim, these are the Kenim Aboyim, Mechamas Avi Beis Rechev. These were the Kenim. Now, Xiv, it says another Pasik, or B'nai Keni, Chosen Moshe. The Bnei Keri, that was from the father-in-law of Moshe, from Bnei Yisrael. Is all on Meira tomorrow? Yeah. Now, Vayisim Hashagen, Vayisim Hashalav Ayomer, Bilam opened his mouth and said, Oy Meyich Yehu will live, Meisumai Keil, from the doings of Hashem. Is Amr Hashim Melokas, Oy Me Shemachaya Atzmai B'Shem Keil. I write the one that keeps himself alive with the name of Hashem. In order to use the Shem HaMeferish. Like Micha used, Amr Reb Yechanan, Oy la l'umma, I write to the umma, to the nation, She Timtza, that finds themselves, the Shor Shakarish Boko, I say Pidyam Abonav. What Hashem finally wants to redeem his children, take them out of Golis, I write to the nation that they're found by. In other words, Mimato Ksusa, who's going to put his clothing, who's going to interfere, Bein Leviya Leviya, between the mate of the lions, Bishoshin Azokakim, Zeim Ze, when they're living together. It's got to be crazy to bother them. But you know what's going to happen to you. That's the smasha when Hashem finally comes to redeem the Jews, that Goyim, that nation that's there, Oyvei to them. Vitzim, then Bilam said, Vitzim Biyakitim, the big ships will be Biyakitim, Omarav, Libon Asfir, that's the place where the ships will be. The Inu Ashur, the Inu Eivor, there'll be pains to Ashur, to Eivor, at Ashur, Katle Mitlapas, last time they wiped them out. Mikandela, from that time on, they didn't kill out the Jews anymore, but Mishabdi Shibudei, they made them a slave, in slavery. Hinani Hoylech L'Ami, now Bilam said, I'm going to my nation, Lecho Yotzcha, I'll give you advice, Ashayas Omazir, means what Bilam is telling Bolak, what you should do, Liyamcha to the Jews. So really, Amcha, what do you mean your nation? Liyam Hazemi Burley should have said, I'm giving you advice, Bolot, to do back to the Jews. So why did he say, like, I'm giving you advice to do to yourself? Like a person that curses himself, he doesn't like it, doesn't sound nice, so he makes the call upon somebody else. The Rashi says, the bottom Rashi on the right side, the kach bilam. He didn't want to say how low Bolak was. Shehut Sarach Levak Hashayt, as if to say, he's coming for an advice. Heich Yichshol Bo Yisrael. How should the Jews stumble between them? El rather be Yisrael Tola Shavis. He wants to say how low the Jews are. Leimer. Shein Tzrich Le, as if to say, Klai Yisrael is coming now for advice. She Yichshol Bo B'nei Moyev, as if to say how the B'nei Moyev will trample them down, will make a stumbling block for them. So that's why he said what we should do really meant what the Jews would. What he said what the Jews would do really meant to say what you should do to stumble the Jews. So he said like this, Bilam. He gave Bolak the advice. Omalehem, Eloheihem means Hashem, Shalemu Soine Zima. He hates Zima. Yeznus is who? Vehem Misavim Leklipishtim. Now the Jews at that time, they loved Plipishtim. They loved Kalim made from flax. So he gave them advice like this. Nice clothing, nice rushes. So, bo v'asiyachetz, come, I'll give you advice. Asay lehem kaloyim, make tents for them. Voishev behem, no, make like a circus, we can sell things. Voishev lehem zaynus, and put zaynus, two types. Sekenim v'chutz, the sales ladies that will sell these clothing outside should be older ones, not so nice. V'yaldam ifnim, and nicer ones, young zaynus, will be inside. Let them go and sell beautiful dresses, flax clothing. Now, so that's what they did. And make these tents. Mehar Sheleg Ad Beis Yeshima. It's a long place. Nice, wide place. Make it by. And they made them so as to put Zainois, the Canaan, the Chutz, older ones outside. We'll soon see why. The Yadim of them and young ones, pretty ones inside. Now, Vishosh Yisraelikim. Times when the Jews ate. The Shoysim, they drank, they had a good meal. Osmechim, they were very happy. The Yoytzim, the Tayo, they went out to for a stroll. And Moshe said, this was the chet a little bit. They just ate and drank, not L'shem Mitzvah. Some, they went out, they went to the bar, they were happy, they went out for a stroll. Yeah, okay, but it wasn't L'shem Mitzvah. They shook, they went out to the street. So Meres Lezkena, the old lady first said, Iyatam Avakash Kripishtam, would you like to buy a beautiful dress? So Zakei and the Marissa, they said, yeah, sure, let's see your price. So the older one outside said, Bishova, I'm telling you the exact price. But she hinted, I see interested, there's another one inside, another sales lady inside, maybe get a better bargain there. So they want to introduce her to the zone inside. The older, the one inside, the younger one, the nicer one inside, said, Emeris, lay the porkos a little bit cheaper. So he felt good, he got a good buy. So they became friendly with the sales lady a little bit. No, they gave a cheaper price. Now, Shtayim, a Sholosh problem, this happens two or three times. So they became friendly with the sales lady. They got a good bargain here. The outside old one charges too much. The nice young chicks inside, they give a good price, so became friendly with them.
Yeah.
The Yachakach was a Merislai. The chicks inside said, Hare at keben bayis. Listen, you are friends already. You're like Hamish. You're like, this is your homie already. Shem, sit down a little bit. The bo yatzmachot, choose the best thing you want, the best clothing you want. They had a nice bar, a nice jug of wine there, and amoini goyish wine. And the Mor says, "Vadayin up until then, lo nesa yain shlamoini v'lo shol yain v'lo yain shonecharim." There was no isa yain nesach yet. They were allowed to drink wine with the goyim. So Yishmak, our friendly sales lady, is giving us a good drink. So they drank. Omaloi v'tzaincha shetista kashin. She said, "Would you like to drink this good wine I have here?" So he said, "Sure, why not?" Kivin Shashosa, when the Jew drank the wine, boy, then the Eitzara Taiva of Znus burned up in him. Omalot, then the Jew opened his mouth and said to his young Zaina, Hashmili, live with me. So what did she do? She was all prepared. Haitzia Yerosa Metecheke, she took out a little idol, the Baal Por, from under a chek. And Omra, she said, Omalot, Avodazet, worship this idol first, and then I'll have Znus with you. Oh my lord, the guy, the Jew, still said back, Hello Yehudi Ani, I'm a Jew, how can I do that? His nus, the Yetzar was burning in me, I can't hold myself back now. But the Yetzar Taiva of the Baal Por didn't have yet. Oh my lord, she said, listen, what's going to bother you? Klum Nevakshim, do I really want you to bow down to the idol? No. Klum Nevakshim, El Pir, that's all, go make in front of him, that's all, Pir. Now, Vahu, the Jew, did not even know. Vahu, any Yadeya, Shabbados to the Kach. He thought, what's wrong with that? I'm making fun of the Baal Por. And he did not know that that's the way you worship him, and that's the way they got them to worship Baal Por. For Lo Yoyed, not only that, then once they worship Baal Por, they did this chet, so they're pretty low already, they're about to do Znus, and they worship Baal Por, then she went further. El Hashani Manachto, I won't leave you, I won't let you. Sheini Manachto, I won't leave you. I'm not sure if this means after the Znus or before the Znus, but I won't leave you, I won't let you go. Achetichba b'toris Moshe Rabbeinu, until you deny that Hashem gave Moshe the Torah. Shneimet says, Heima bo Baal Por, v'yinozru levoish, if they turn themselves backwards, v'yushkutzim, v'yavosim, became like shkutzim, because of the love for these Zionists. That's what happened. That's the way the Midianim, that's the way the Midian made the Jews worship Baal Por. Then it says, Vayoshev Yisrael, start out, this was all Bilam Zaitza, smart guy, give them a nice advice how to do it slowly, clear cut case. Then the prophet says, Vayeshev Yisrael Bashitim, the Jews lived in Shittim. What does that mean? We have Lozoyma, Shittim Shema. That was the name of the place. Mishua Imeno, Shinisaska Badivrei Shtus. They were doing shtus, that's how they did this Avodah Zarah. They came to do shtus, and Morris says, Einod me yetzor nichtas bele b'divrei shtus. They started to do slowly things, foolish things. Vatik renuli am leziv chelehayim. They called them to worship their gods. We have Lezer, Oimer, Arumis, Pogambem. They were naked, the ladies, when they came to them. And that's how they got them to worship their gods. Yebishua Oimer, Shenasu kulam balikroyim. Sort of difference, but the Jews became Baal Kroyim. They saw the Erva, they saw the naked Zionists there, that made them Baal Kroyim, and from that they went to worship their Avodah Zarah.
I can see the learning of the Baal Kroyim, but how does he get Arumas from Vatikrena? Vatikrena la'an lezipe Elohim.
Means a happening is not.
That's
the Vatikrena Begufim, as she says, but the Kroyim Lashon.
It happened suddenly, I suppose.
Yes, before suddenly.
They had to put their clothes on. Mm-hmm. What
could be.
But you krena, marshmallow, shun.
Now, Rafidim, the Pasuk says, what does that mean? My lashon Rafidim? Reb Lezer Oimer, Rafidim Shema. That was the name of the place, Rafidim. Yebishua Imeno, Sheripul Atzma Medivra Torah. They were weak in learning. They didn't learn that strong. That's how the Yetzirah came into them. There's so nice chance that this week's parsha we had that the Oren was made three kalim really. The middle was wood, inside was gold, outside was gold. So Pritzadik asked, why do you have to have the wooden box for in the middle? Bishleim with the kroshim was only wood, just on the outside mitzapizov. But here the Oren was made out of gold, he had three different boxes. What do we need the middle box for? So Pritzadik says, the middle box, the wood, that's going to the Yetzirah. come to teach us. The Gemara says, "Barosi Yetzara, Barosi Torah Tavlin Loi." How do we conquer Yetzara? By smearing him inside and outside with Torah. That was the goal. The goal was a Torah all around him, to know the Yetzara is in the middle. But we have to conquer him with the Torah. Here that the Jews were refused him by Torah, so the Yetzara got to them. Shdermit says, "Lehofnu Ovoi Sabonim Rifyun Yedeim," from the weakness of the hands. Omer Reb Yechanan, Komokam Shenema Vayeshev, where it says the word Vayeshev, they sat, Eno Loshen Tsar, it means bad things happened. Shenema the Pesach says, Vayeshev Yisrael Bashitim, Vayechal Om Liznoi Sal Bnei Smoiv, they came to have Nus with the Bnei Smoiv, bad things happened. It says, Vayeshev Yaakov Eretz Megurei Oviv B'Yeretz Kenan, right away, Vayov Yosef Dibosim Ro'al Aviyim, he spoke to Loshenor about the brothers, and that happens that Yosef was taken down from Mitzrayim. The Nemrit says, Vayeshev Yisrael B'Yeretz Goshen, yeah, then it says the Yikuv Vnei Yisrael Amos, his death came. Vayeshev Yehuda v'Yisrael v'etach ish takas gafne v'takas teinosai. Then the pasuk says Vayokam Hashem sotim l'shloimoi es hadad hadoimi mizera hamelech hu b'yedem. Right away, the Soros of Hadad came upon them.
It's like comets, right?
Yes, Malche Midyan Hogu Achalayim. Yeah, as Bilam Ben Bor Hogu Becheref. That Bilam Ben Bor was killed Becheref. Bilam Maboy Yosum, what is Bilam doing over there? Om Reb Yechanon, Sheholach Litos Char Esrim V'Yaboy Elef, Shippel Mim Yisrael. Bilam went back to Melech Bolak to tell him, give me reward for the great advice that I gave you that I had 24,000 Jews killed out because of that. And what happened when he asked for the pay? They killed him. Om Mazutra Batuvi, Om Arav. Hainu Diyamish, this is what people say. Gam Lozo, Lemiboy Karne, when a camel wants to come to get his horn, Udnei the Hevelei Gezizimenei, the ears that he has, cut them off. As here also, Bilam came to receive his reward, so the Rosh Hashanah killed him out. V'yes Bilam Ben Bor HaKoysim, they call him Bilam Bar the Koysim, one of the Kishuv. So for the Gemara, Koysim was the Kishuv, Naviyu, he was a Navi. Om Reb Yechanan, true. Betchila Navi, first he was a Navi, L'Besayv Koysim, the end, he said, Nebuah didn't help, he went back to be a Koysim. Really, all along he was a Koysim also, he had before, that's where he did those strange things. He lived with his Osim, his brought down, because that's where he got his Koychatumah, he wrote on his Omer, he had Koysim. Omer HaPapa, Hainu Diyam, is what people say. Misagni v'shulti havoi, first these ladies were married to the princess, to the kings, izen legavri nagri, at the end they came to be a carpenter, a wife. But here also, Bilam first, he was a Navi, then he came down to use a Kishuv. Hogu b'nei Yisrael b'chor v'al chaleihim, that the Jews killed him there, el chaleihim, mashma a few different times.